Hypnosis is an effective tool for managing pain. The reason is simple. It changes your awareness and teaches you how to overcome the pain by increasing the level of comfort you feel. This hypnosis session is not a substitute for medical intervention. And pain is a resource in the body that should be listened to, as it can alert us to medical needs that require attention. But for those already under the care of a physician, or those enduring chronic pain, learning the skills of hypnosis is an excellent way to see pain from a new perspective. By using hypnosis, you can remove the hurt of the pain and create an awareness that can help you become more mindful of life outside of pain. Hypnosis is a natural process. Each person enters hypnosis daily as we cycle from high levels of alertness to the slower periods of the day, and then into a deep sleep. Hypnosis is a form of relaxation coupled with focused concentration. It is a time to use the creative and intuitive parts of the mind to help the body experience something new. It can help us recover from illness, accident, or trauma by using the natural resources within us. All hypnosis is really self-hypnosis, and there is not a right way or a wrong way for you to experience this learning process. You don't even have to try to be hypnotized. After all, you already know how to experience hypnosis if you can breathe and rest. In a state of naturally induced relaxation, the mind and body can work together to heal, mend, overcome, learn, and create. You already know how to experience pain. You have been easily aware of your pain. In fact, you may even have been told by doctors or others that you would feel pain. As a result, you have been consciously expecting and even anticipating pain. You have no difficulty being aware of pain, so there's no need for me to focus on pain or even use the word again. The skills in this program focus on teaching mindfulness. You will learn that discomfort and comfort can coexist, that hurt can be reduced, and that it is the awareness of comfort that is important. So often we have been asked, "What is your pain level?" This question only serves to increase the awareness of pain. Rarely does anyone ask, "What is your comfort level today?" That's what we're going to focus on, increasing comfort, because increasing comfort is the easiest way for the mind and body to work together to decrease discomfort. This is a hypnosis recording designed to help you relax deeply. Before listening to it, make sure you are somewhere you won't be disturbed and are sitting or lying in a comfortable position. Do not listen to this while driving a car or operating heavy machinery. I'm going to guide you through a process of relaxation. So start by simply making yourself as comfortable as possible and closing your eyes. It's okay to adjust your comfort at any time. If you notice any spots in your body where you are carrying the tension of the day, make the decision to let go of that tension. Allow all the muscles in your body to become more relaxed. Notice that your breathing has become a little bit slower already. That's good. And take a deep breath. Breathing in and exhale. Deep, slow breaths help to easily bring us to a point of hypnosis and trance. As you relax and as you find a comfortable spot, imagine releasing stress in the muscles in the top of your head, muscles in your brow, muscles along your eyes and cheeks, muscles in your lips. Simply let go of any tension in the muscles of your face or in the top of your head. As you allow your body to experience a state of physical relaxation, that brings you pleasant thoughts. simply begin to disappear. In fact, it's as if you can feel tension in the muscles in your upper back, shoulders, and arms begin to move to your forearm, through your hands, and out your fingertips. Picture the stress of the day leaving your body as you relax. Pay attention to the muscles in your chest, stomach, and your lower back. If any of these muscles are tense, simply let go of that tension. The muscles become limp and loose, like a big pile of rubber bands. You experience serenity and peace. This brings you into an even deeper state of relaxation. Relaxing the mind is an easy thing to do also. As your body becomes relaxed, your mind becomes more relaxed as well. Our legs do a lot of work for us. Sometimes the tension of the day can be stored in the muscles along the hip, buttocks, or in your upper leg. If you notice tension in these places, let that tension simply flow from the top of your leg, through your calves, and through the muscles of your feet, ankles, and out of your toes. In this state of relaxation, we can experience tranquility and peace. If you need to swallow, that's okay. If you adjust for comfort, that's okay as well. From your head to your toes, you have allowed yourself to become completely and totally relaxed. Your mind also has the capacity to relax. This feeling of relaxation is exactly what hypnosis is. Perhaps you feel like you could open your eyes if you wanted to, but relaxation feels so good that you simply continue to choose to keep them closed. Enjoy this experience for a moment. As you allow your entire body to become limp, loose, and relaxed. And as you really allow yourself to enjoy this deep relaxation, I want you to create a mental image of a grand staircase. This staircase curves either to the right or to the left. It has a grand banister with ornate carvings. You can allow your hand to run along the smooth, polished wood. Feeling the weight, the strength, the sturdiness of the banister. This flight of stairs has 10 steps. You're at the top of the 10 stairs. In a moment, you're going to move slowly in your mind's eye from the 10th stair to the 9th stair. Then move from the 9th stair to the 8th and all the way down until eventually you get to the very last stair. You're going to step off into a giant, restful bed. It's a place of complete tranquility, comfort, and peace. As you relax, imagine yourself at the top of that grand staircase. Move from the 10th stair to the 9th stair. With each slow movement, Your sense of relaxation increases 10 times with each step down. Now move from the 9th step to the 8th step. From the 8th to the 7th. Relaxing even further, allowing your mind to drift and your body to relax. From the 7th to the 6th. 6th to the 5th. Doing well. The 5th to the 4th. Almost there. Quadrupling the sensation of relaxation, peace, and serenity. 3, 2, 1. In your mind's eye, you can see that bottom step. With the next step, you're going to step off this flight of stairs into a state of total relaxation and comfortably rest on the bed or pillow that you have created in your mind. All the way down now, totally relaxed, opening the subconscious mind to new thoughts, ideas, and experiences. And now, as you enjoy this deep relaxation, allow your attention to come to the part of your body that has been causing you so much distress. Maybe it's your arm, your knee, your foot, your back. Bring all of your awareness to the spot that has been distressing you. Go ahead and focus on your breath again, moving your attention from the part of your body that has been so distressing. You can do that by bringing your attention back to your breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Feel the air enter your nostrils. Into your lungs. We often pay little attention to the breath. Breath is an amazing thing to attend to. Notice the point that an inhale turns into an exhale. And then focus on the whole process again. Think of an old-fashioned car radio. Unlike the digital radios that we have now. Old-fashioned radios had a knob on the left and on the right. Imagine the knob on the left controls the volume of discomfort. It is the voice of that discomfort. Just imagine reaching forward and grabbing the knob. Begin to turn the knob to the left. Hearing the voice of discomfort become quieter and quieter. Move the knob down again by one number. Now, move that dial to an even lower number. Are you able to experience turning down the volume? Now, continue to turn it down to an even lower volume. If you would like to, turn it all the way down to 0. Now, turn the knob on the right. Imagine that the knob on the right is that of a different voice. It's the voice of comfort. We often spend so much of our time focusing on our pain that we fail to notice comfort. Even though a part of your body might be experiencing pain, there is also a part of your body that is comfortable. might only be a small part of your body. Perhaps your brow feels relaxed. Or maybe, after focusing on your shoulders with the intention of relaxing, they are now feeling comfortable. It could be your hands feeling warm and heavy as they rest on your lap, the arms of a chair, bed. Simply pay attention to that part of your body that feels comfortable. Imagine turning up the knob on the right. Pay attention to it so you can hear it at a level 1, and then a level 2. You can actually turn the voice of comfort up, listening to what comfort feels like. Turn it up to a 3, a 4, or a 5. In fact, you can even turn it up to a 7. Pay attention to the feeling of comfort in that part of your body that experiences comfort. Notice that you can choose to listen to that voice of comfort when you were listening to the voice of discomfort just a moment ago. Notice that this is not a process that I have created for you. It's a process that you have created for yourself. And now you have had the valuable experience being able to turn down the voice of discomfort and increase the volume of comfort. Later today, you'll find it easier and easier, and in the coming days, to turn the knob down on any discomfort you might experience. Anytime you find yourself listening to your discomfort, the level you do not care for, simply imagine turning the knob to the left. You are decreasing the volume of discomfort, and you can turn it all the way off if you want. Also make the decision to turn the volume of comfort up by listening to that part of your body and mind where you can hear the voice of comfort. You can increase the volume of comfort and choose to listen to it anytime you would like to. You can do it anywhere and at any place during the day. You can be in the car, at work, or at home. It can be with or without a formal process of hypnosis. Now that you have practiced this process in your mind, it's time to reorient to the room, letting yourself become more awake, more alert, and ready to experience the rest of your day. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes, returning to the room.